You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Kia tau te rangi marie, o rangi nui e tui honei, o papu tuanuku e takatonei, o te tai ao e awhinei I a tātou, tihei mauri ora. This is The Green Desk on 95BFM.
Today on The Green Desk, my producer Jack sat down with Jessie Jane Baker, one half of Bees Up Top duo. The two beekeepers are helping to rehabilitate Auckland suburbs with bees, putting a pep in the step of Auckland's ecosystem. Jack sat down with Baker to find out how she got into bees.
So, Bees Up Top, you're swapping money for honey. You got beehives in the backyard. Just all the alliterations I can think of. But maybe it's just myself, but personally, being a beekeeper, it seems like this in the same realm as like writing a novel. You know, it's like something we all want to do, but we don't actually do it. So I was wondering, how did you take the step from just being, you know, a dreamer to a beekeeper?
How it all happened was my partner and I, we were looking for a flat and we moved in with a beekeeper. And our lives just became about bees. We were researching bees, reading books about bees. We had bees in the backyard, so we were looking after bees and extracting honey. We lived together for 3 years, and that's where I learnt everything about bees from my flatmate, who had been keeping bees for 30 years. Nice. He was a really rad dude.
What does he do now? He's still a beekeeper, I hope?
Yeah, he's still got bees. His name was Randall, so if you can imagine...
Randall.
He was a pretty, crazy rad dude.
And so with Bees Up Top, can basically anyone in the city have a beehive in their backyard?
Yeah, anyone. So a resident or a business can have a beehive on their rooftop or in their back garden. We have lots of families who have a beehive in their back garden because the parents want their kids to learn about bees. We have put them on lots and lots of hotels around Auckland City, and they get enviro points out of having a beehive on their rooftop.
Brownie points.
Yeah, they get little green ticks for doing something good for the environment.
And one thing you'd kind of assume is that bees would be better out in the farmlands and out in the pastoral rural areas. So what's the difference between rural honey and urban honey? Because you're more of an urban bee farmer.
So the bees that live in the rural areas are going to feed on trees such as pahutukawa, manuka, kānuka, gorse and wildflowers. And the urban bees will forage on flowers like roses, blossom trees, herb gardens and from people's balconies. So there is lots of food for bees in the city, and the bees will fly up to 5K to find food. They will go to all the parks and gardens around Auckland City, and they'll also forage from people's balcony gardens.
So I like that, because then you can, you're putting less miles into your food as well. It's nice to be able to eat things from your own backyard.
Yeah, from your own rooftop.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, bees up top. So, well, I haven't got too many facts here today, but I normally end some of my segments with facts and having a fact off.
Okay.
You might have some facts about bees and honey that... So I'll start with my fact that honey never goes off. It never spoils if it's, it's like raw, good honey.
Yeah, that's true. They used to find honey in the Egyptian tombs. Mm. And the Egyptians would bathe in it, gift it to the gods. And when they dug up those mummies, they found pots of honey. So it never goes off. It was still edible.
Mm. Do you reckon they ate it or no?
Yeah, I would have eaten it.
I hope so.
They also use honey as a...
antiseptic?
Yes, antiseptic. Mm. So for cuts and wounds. Mm. So, okay, do you know how much honey a bee makes in its lifetime? Take a guess.
A kilogram.
Less.
A half a kilogram.
Less.
10 grams.
Less. Talking cups and spoons.
Cups and... a teaspoon.
Less.
Half a teaspoon?
Less.
Fifth of a teaspoon.
A quarter of a teaspoon.
A quarter of a teaspoon.
The size of your little finger. That's all it makes in its whole entire life.
One bee.
So think of a jar of honey and how many bees it takes to make that jar of honey.
That could be a good, like a raffle. You know, like how many bees went into making this little...
Yeah.
Jar there.
I like where you're going with
nice,
this.
Nice, nice, nice. Speaking of raffles, you're doing a Pledge Me campaign.
Yes. September is Be Aware Month, so we are launching a Pledge Me campaign on the 1st of September. And we are doing this because we need some money behind us to rescue bees. We rescue bees from the exterminators.
Mm-hmm.
The exterminators give us a call and let us know that they've been told about a swarm. And instead of them being killed, we go in and rescue them. But those bees need a hive. The hive consists of a bottom board, 20 to 30 waxed frames, a hive roof, a lid, and it needs to be treated for disease 2 times per year. So that adds up to be about $225 per hive.
Mm.
So yeah, we need money behind us to rehome these bees.
It's almost like fostering beehives.
Yeah.
You know?
Totally.
Like UNICEF, but for bees.
Exactly. We've got some awesome gifts to give to our pledges. Mm-hmm. If they give us $5, we're happy to give them something really cool in return. We've got lots of jars of honey to give away.
You'd hope so. You'd hope so with the honey.
Yeah, lots of delicious honey.
Speaking of rescuing swarms of bees, this sounds dangerous. I'm not into danger. I like sitting, reading books and hanging out. How do you actually rescue a swarm of bees? Because that sounds terrifying.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. It's a crazy job, but somebody has to do it. So an exterminator gives us a call and lets us know that there's a swarm of bees in someone's backyard. We rush to the location. I shake those bees into a box. And then I close it up and stay with the bees until nighttime, once all the bees have gone inside to sleep. At about 7 p.m., I wrap it up in a towel and put it in the back of my car and drive it out to Bethel's, which is where we keep the bees in our bee sanctuary. And we rehome it in a brand new hive, treat it with lots of love and care, make sure it doesn't have any disease, and it just chills out there at Bethel's until we find it a rooftop home.
That was The Green Desk on 95 BFM. Tihe Modi Ora.
That was Jack speaking with Jessie Jane Baker from Bees Up Top, who beehives in our backyards. You can visit 95BFM/beecast later on to get a link to their Pledge Me campaign.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/beecasts.